She is blonde, brunette, rides horses through the meadow, along the tracks, up into the hills. She sighs deeply and makes no sound. When she sings, it is as if she is talking to you, but she uses no words, and her lips do not move. Through the grass, you see her walk away, and she walks towards you. There is sunlight and snow, clouds, dark sky. The rain comes down, fast, heavy, insistent, light, a gentle dreariness, almost comforting, expanses of light, the way she turns her head at a cock, straight, looking at you, chin down, eyes up, twisting, turning, open. She is here, there, beside you, away from you, always separate, never around you, always inside you, always inside her, moving slowly, quickly, quickly, quickly. Time. It passes. It comes back. It seems to repeat itself. You seem to remember that this happened before, or it didn't, but you imagine that it should repeat itself in the future. So it is as if it has. She smiles. She laughs. Cries. Small wrist. Always small wrist. Her breasts in the sunlight, in the lamplight, in the moonlight, in any light, in darkness, the feel, the touch, the softness, gentle, lost, always lost. You found it, but it was small, maybe a coin, no bigger than a dime, so small. It seemed too small to remember. You held it between finger and thumb, and when you opened, there was nothing. She, woman, blonde, brunette, redhead, given to laughter, sad most of the time, turning towards you, her face caught by the light, caught by the blink of your eye, every eye, both eyes, all these eyes upon her. You look, she's not there, behind you. You feel her turn. You turn. She turns. Disappearance. You don't know where she could go. How she could be. If she really were. Or whether. Or if. It is only that you have awoken suddenly from a dream that wrenches you, not out of darkness, but out of light, great light, almost like fire, so bright you could see nothing except the color of her eyes as they looked at you. So slowly.